And welcome to the Confound Millennial. Oh, God. Diamonds.
Millennial.
Diamonds.
Welcome to the Confound Millennial.
I got that.
Starring Stervin. Steven Stervin Michaels and Ryan M. Diamonds.
Diamonds. We got to keep doing this more, man. It's been too long.
I got you.
I mean, it hasn't been too long. I mean, it had been too long since our last, or before our last one. But now it hasn't been too long since the last one. But either way, the microphone, the echo, it's killing me.
It's been too long. But you're not in a car.
No, I'm not in a car.
You're at home?
I'm at home in an office with an air conditioner.
And a styled background. Look at you, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Look at it. It's a picture of me. I see it.
Wait, no, that's a bunch of guys in a shower.
I could be there.
You could be in the shower?
I could be. You don't see me.
There we go.
I'm hiding.
I hate when that door is there in this frame. Okay, so creepy thing. I don't work in this office past dark.
No.
If I gotta edit a podcast, it can wait till morning. Nah.
Is it creepy?
I believe there's an entity in the closet.
There ain't no entity. Go on, man. I don't believe in that stuff.
I don't know, man. There's something. There's some bad juju.
I don't believe in juju.
Ain't real. I feel like I'm being watched.
You are.
By millions of 20 viewers.
No, by me.
Oh, yay.
I snuck up there and put a camera up. I'm watching you.
You know, I really hope. To anybody that listened to our first episode back this season, episode 200 with Matt Mingus, I do apologize for it just kind of being a buddy hangout thing. I got a lot of people that were like, man, you should have interviewed this, that, and we're working on getting that happening at some point. But the reason I bring this up is because Dance Gavin Dance just released a new album, and it has consumed my world. Like, you said something about, I'm watching you right now. And then it made me start thinking about a lot of people watching on the stream. And then it's made me think of a line from the new Dance Gavin Dance song. I forget which song it is, but John Mess starts screaming, if you're filming me piss, it's probably best I stop the stream.
That's interesting.
I love it.
My dad had something to say about the last episode we had.
Really?
He said I looked like a bump on a log. But how do you interrupt somebody that you idolize? Like, not.
Dude, it was hard to get a word in with that man. Like,
it really is.
Tommy.
I was warned. I was told that he's a talker. But I'm not disrespectful. Like, you had your JW buddy on. I didn't want to interrupt him. I didn't want to interrupt you. I definitely didn't want to interrupt Tommy, right?
I hated having to interrupt Tommy. Like, did you see he got pissed when I cut him off at the end? But his manager told me, keep him to an hour. He's going to talk.
I don't think he was upset. He's been told. And he's used to it. You know?
Yeah.
But I was just trying to be respectful of everybody. Just, what do I do?
That was a weird episode, man. I love Tommy Chong, but oh my God, like who in the hell expected to get Tommy Chong on the Confound Millennial podcast? And the first thing he says is, I've been reading the Bible a lot, man.
How are we going to interrupt him? let's hear it. How are we going
to
be?
And I've realized we need to be funding an audiobook of the Bible by Tommy Chong.
That's not a bad idea. Merch. That sounds like a merch idea.
Merch idea. Merch. Merch.
Merch.
You said halfway through the podcast.
You did, but
it sounds
a good
to me
segue.
Like you're trying to sell me something.
I would never. But since we're on the subject.
Well, first, if we had merch, where would you get said merch?
Why wouldn't you?
No, where?
Oh, where? Oh, I think we have a website.
Isn't it go a to. map.2/millennial?
We've had that for a while. Do you have another yeah. option?
Yeah, you know, it kind of looks like...
A map to what?
A map.2/millennial.
How about that?
It's our website, Diamonds.
We have a website.
You can find everywhere that we are streaming. It's where you can find our YouTube. You can listen directly to our newest episode from the website. And now you can do two more things.
Can you find our Discord there?
Not yet. That's coming.
That's coming.
Eventually. Oh. But you can find merch and a link to donations.
Donations? What do I get if I donate something?
Donations in a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because people, I know people are freaking out listening. I wasn't interrupting you, Diamonds. I was interrupting the people at home. They're like, why the hell would I donate to you? Well, you know what? There's incentive.
Is there? Because I've donated a lot of money.
And I mailed your incentives today.
I saw. That's amazing. I can't wait.
But so
I don't need incentives. I'm just happy to be here.
What we've got so far. I'm going to put some slides up on the computer, and I want you to describe them to us, to the
best.
Listeners.
Let's go.
Remember, some people can't see. They have to hear with their ear holes.
Ear holes. Oh, my goodness. Do I get a print out of this? No, I get a t-shirt for $25 that looks amazing. It looks like a Leonardo da Vinci with fan fingers and boxer shorts, but it is a man, and it is a great shirt. If you don't own this shirt, you're kind of missing out, and everybody's going to make fun of you. Also, we have guitar picks. $3 for
Wait,
one.
Wrong slide. That said oh. buttons. These are picks.
Picks. Do you get all those for
$3?
No. Oh, excuse me.
You have no idea how expensive picks are to make.
A buddy of mine has a stapler that cuts them out.
Dude, I want one. I want one. That way I can just order cards and punch them out myself.
It's pretty cool. Are we going back out of this? Is it $3 a pick?
Yes.
Okay. And $3 a pick, but they look amazing. And you can shred with these picks for days. And there's also a coffee cup. Got some fan fingers. Boop, 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 boop. TCM, the Confound Millennial.
What is he?
Hey, stay saucy, hobag. He's got the Confound Millennial mask. He's going to look cool no matter where he goes. If he does have to wear it, if he doesn't have to wear it, he still looks cool. That's
and
great.
We've got a few posters we're working on, but those, we're working on those, and there's going to be more information coming up soon.
But can you get Pregante?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I can't. You can't. But someone can.
I might.
But we actually have some of the posters behind me, but you can't see them that well. You'll see them when we got them ready to sell. But we talked earlier.
go really to long... a map to compound, right? Website.
Yeah. Map.2/millennial. This whole episode is just one big ad for ourselves.
Ads.
We gotta do this. We gotta get this out at some point.
We got to.
And, you know, I took this real tasteful picture of the guitar pick and a guitar neck.
Oh.
And then these buttons. Oh. But that's all my photography skills for the day. Now we're going to talk about my painting skills. So.
There's a goblin back there. I'm sorry.
There's a goblin. So, we talked about donations earlier. Mm-hmm. And who wants to just donate money for free?
Me.
Okay, other than diamonds.
Oh. Apparently, but, I did it without knowing.
But no, the thing is, just, I'm rolling with it, man.
Let's go. But, roll.
But, so, what the hell was I saying? Donations.
Donations. Like that. Who wants to donate some money?
No one. But also, you know, the shirts, the pics, all that. It's all cool stuff to represent us. But it's not the best to help us out with the fees of continuing the podcast and upgrades. Now, if you're more interested in, say, I don't want to wear any merch, but I'd like to donate and I'd like a small token of my appreciation.
What would you get?
Donation.
Oh, duck. My goodness. That duck has a mustache.
And that duck has excessive chest hair.
Who is that duck? I don't have much.
Who is that Duckymon?
Is that supposed to be me?
Maybe.
It's not much. Never mind.
Yeah.
PG.
We're not on Twitch.
Can I?
Yeah.
It's not excessive.
Excessive.
There's just a little bit.
Well,
I mean, redheads don't have much hair. Come on.
I'm not redhead. My beard is, but I'm naturally blonde. Run as fast as you can. You can't shave me. I'm the ginger beard man.
All right, I'll take it. If you donate and want a diamonds duck, I will add $1 to your donation for every diamonds duck. I'll do it.
And we can keep track of them because you can order either a Sturvin or a diamonds. They're all hand painted by me.
They come with
a Confound Millennial sticker on the bottom. One looks
like
something
we talked about, but I will do it.
One looks like diamonds and
waifu.
And you know, the thing is that's great about this is I was trying to think of like something like I had all these extra stickers that I couldn't sell because I ordered them too small. I was trying to figure out what to do, like something I could slap and make merch and but the thing is, this is just like a cool little thing for hardcore fans. I'm hand painting.
We're softcore fans.
And
just watch it. We can do it softcore if you want, but you should know I do it both ways.
But the thing about the ducks that I want to get out is that it starts at $5 a duck. That's a minimum donation, but you can put however much you want. So, and then feel free to email us if it's something specific you wanted to go to. If you want us to get a new camera and you get a duck, if you want diamonds to go get some Starbucks, get a duck.
I'll start giving a duck. No, do that. I'm here.
But yeah, dude, I got these, like, you can't even see, but I got, like, some of the merch behind
me. Is that episode one? I've been dying to see it. How much do I have to pay to get that?
This is a film reel case with episode one to be destroyed. I'm going to drop it in the bottom of the Marianas Trench, whatever you call that place. I don't know.
But if I donated $1,000, could I get it?
If you donated a diamond dollar?
No, just normal $1,000.
Oh, I thought, I didn't hear thousand, I heard diamonds. I'm like, diamonds, dollars. Ooh.
We should give those out.
Yeah.
Diamond dollars.
That reminds me of the
put my face on
I was in, where like they would give you like the kids' church had its own currency for kids to buy snacks and stuff in the back for remembering Bible verses and whatnot.
I did Bible drill. It was fine. I'm still cool.
Yeah, man. And then the Israelites came to the Red Sea and it parted.
I'll tell you where Deuteronomy is. I got it. First and second Deuteronomy. Got it.
But so somebody's playing music awfully loud outside. But it's also like my window is open for the AC unit now. So I'm like, are you next to me playing music?
You got AC. That's great.
Yeah. I have to turn it off to do the episode, though, or it gets really loud. Small office.
At least you aren't wearing a leather vest and dying of a sweat and heat stroke. Or dying from a flood since you're in Kentucky. That's great.
Dude, that shit's like an hour from us.
You said. That's crazy.
Yeah, unreal. It's like there's this food bank that I help out with sometimes, and she was calling me to see about going down there and helping with the flood stuff. And I gave her my number to have somebody call me, so I may end up doing that, but it just depends on if they might have room or what.
Go help. Helping's great.
I mean, that's the thing, man, feeling. Is I watch, like, I hang out with Abby and we watch the news with their neighbor, and I just see so much shit on the news now that like there's something that's on it that's close to home. I feel like I should do something.
I feel like you should do something.
About that or just anything with my life?
Both.
I'm trying.
It'll feel good. I did a lot of volunteer work. I feel great about it.
You know what else feels good? Eating a boiled egg.
I do love boiled eggs. Soft.
Maybe some crab rangoon.
Man.
Boiled egg is just southern crab rangoon.
Crab is not egg. Crab is a fancy bug.
Dude, did you know that like back in the day, they viewed lobsters as like the rats of the sea? So they would feed them to prisoners for cruel and unusual punishment?
Lobster. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. They fed it to slaves, too. It's terrible. Chicken wings. It was garbage. They threw it away. They threw it to the people that didn't matter. And now we're paying a dollar or more a piece. And it's a nightmare. Because I love chicken wings. I remember 15-cent wings, man. Just tearing them up. Drinking beer. Eating wings.
Dude, I went, me and some buddies in high school, we were going to go see who is the machoest man, who could eat the most wings. There's one guy, Will. He starts talking the big talk. The big talk. Like, he's going to kick all our asses. He's going all the way. He brought, like, it's 50-cent wings, and he brought, like, $50. Just for wings.
I throw up so many wings and started over.
He had one wing, drank his Sprite too fast, and threw up.
That's okay. Just keep going.
And okay. He didn't eat any more. But that's a mindset. That's a bad mindset to have, Diamonds. That's the mindset I used to have doing them steel casts. I drank 7 steel reserves, throw up. I'm like, that just means I have more room for more steel.
Keep going. I can keep going. It's okay. I got to beat Diamonds, and I never did. Well, I cheated. It's okay.
It's okay.
I need my belt, though.
Yeah.
Because officially I won. Unofficially, I cheated.
Yeah. But
that guy did rip his shirt off, and that was really cool.
Yeah, that was, dude, some weird things happened on that show. Speaking of which, not related to Seth and Willie Fred, but Willie Fred's manager, Jonathan, for reals, who's been on the cast before, even the season a few episodes ago, we got a special invite to a show of his.
I don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it?
I named him and have not been recognized as his namer.
Named who?
I named Catfish for reals and I have yet to be understood, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, he's good. He's doing fine.
We got 15 minutes. We can talk about it.
I named him. When do I get recognition?
No, not now. On his show.
Oh, okay. Okay. Everything's cool. I can't wait for that episode. That's great.
Me neither. I don't even know what it's called or nothing. He's just got his buddy Spike hosting it.
Spike Coasting?
Yeah, Spike Coasting.
Spike Coasting. That sounds like a good guy. I can't wait.
That's so awesome. What have you been up to, man? How's it going?
It's all right.
Any
lots of bats. I saw a lot of raccoon poop today.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. It's great. You can use that as the thumbnail. Raccoon poop.
Good God. But
you want to see it now?
You know, man, I'm good. And okay. I think we're about done here. All we really needed was, I mean, you know, obviously we wanted to hang out a little, but I just really wanted to go ahead and get an episode out where we talk about the merch, donation ducks, posters are coming soon, a map.2/millennial. And I just wanted to get that out so we're not talking about it with a guest, you know, being all
rude. I like that.
Rude.
Rude. I like it. It's a good time to do it.
Rude. But,
I'm happy.
I gotta go remember to edit some of this. All right.
I don't think you
this
should.
This has been The Confound Millennials, starring Steven Sturvin Michaels and featuring
Ryan
guest
M. Diamonds.
Ryan Diamonds. I forgot to click on the outro.
I'll click.